What's the connection between Shabbos Avarchim El and Parsha of Ekev, which it's actually pretty uncommon. It's more commonly falls out in Parsha's Re. It falls out in Parsha's Ekev. So the Rebbe says that the word Ekev has has a number of meanings, and they actually seem to be opposite. One of the meanings for Ekev, the way Rashi explains Ekev, is that Ekev means the mitzvah that a person tramples on with his heel. So that would seem to indicate that we're talking about someone who's like really at the very early stages of his avodah, somebody who we have to be concerned, we have to be worried that he's possibly trampling on certain mitzvahs that he considers right, light mitzvahs. So obviously we're talking about a person who's on a beginner level, so to speak, spiritually. There's another interpretation for the word Ekev, which the literal meaning of Ekev means because. It's used many times in Chumash to mean because. So related to that, but slightly different, is an interpretation of the Ibn Ezra and others, that Ekev means the end. Just like we use the head, just like we use to describe beginnings and ends, we use the head to describe the beginning, because we use the imagery of a body to describe the beginning as the Rosh, the head. So similarly, he says, when we want to say the end of something, we say the Ekev is the end. So that V'haya Ekev Tishmon is talking about the reward that comes at the end. So that's already talking about a person who's already completed his avodah, and now we're talking about the reward that comes at the end. So you have two meanings of the same word in the same pasuk, two interpretations, and they seem to be opposite extremes. This is actually an additional question. The 5-year-old child who's learning Chumash actually encountered the word Ekev way back in Bereishis. It said about Avram Avinu, Ekev Asher Shama Avram B'Koili. And there, Rashi didn't explain the word Ekev at all. Rashi didn't feel that he had to explain the word Ekev. Why? Because obviously it means because. So how come here he felt the need to explain Ekev and to explain it to mean that it's the mitzvah that a person might trample on with his heel, to explain it in a way that it's sort of talking about someone who's at the beginning of his avodah. So the Rebbe explains the fact that these two words have the same thing is because they're connected. The whole point of the exercise of the human being down below, creating the dwelling place of God in the lowly realms, is that everything that comes in the end should all come about through your efforts, which when we talk about it should all come about through your efforts means that you start from the bottom and work your way up. That's the whole point, that the tachlis is that the greatest revelations and the greatest rewards and the greatest everything should all come from the work that you did starting all the way at the bottom. It has to come from the bottom, and that it brings down all the highest revelations. And obviously the same thing applies. We find a similar thing with the word Ekev in a term that Chazal used to describe the period that we're living in. They used this word to describe the period that we're living in. They say Ekev Sid HaMashicha. And we find two explanations for Ekev Sid HaMashicha. One explanation is the heel, the lowest, that is talking about the lowest generation, the lowest souls. And in fact, Chazal say, describe all kinds of negative manifestations that will take place in Ekev Sid HaMashicha, such as Chutzpah Yazgi, other things that preponderance of Chutzpah, these are all expressions of the fact that it's such a low generation. We also find another explanation in Ekev Sid HaMashicha, meaning that it's the generation that's mamish, the footsteps, that the generation that walks into Mashiach, that's the starts of the Messianic era. The emphasis again, it's the same idea. These two things are linked, these two things are connected, because the whole idea is that Dafka, through the Avodah of working from the bottom, that's what brings about the ultimate revelations. Dafka avodah that we do at the lowest levels that bring about the highest revelations.